Hey, podcasters.
Well, hello there. Now, buddy.
Today's an angry day, so I want everybody to just go into this podcast knowing.
Why don't you grab a blanket or something comforting? I don't know if everybody will get the angry tone from you in a podcast form.
I think I did okay.
Covering it.
Keeping it to myself while we were on the air.
And you weren't angry. There's various types of angry. You were frustrated at things that were not in your control.
Yes. Okay.
Because he's having a cleanse.
I left one of those breaks in there.
Oh, you left one angry
break?
Just
one, yeah.
There was more after that.
So. Yeah. So, you know what, guys? This cleanse whatever thing I'm doing, it's killing me.
Like, I'm dying. Today it is. Every other day you seem fine.
I've been fine. If honestly, like, real talk, I felt better than I've felt in, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
I just feel terrible today. Well, and it's not even, that's the other weird thing, is that I feel fine, but emotionally.
Emotionally, there's a roller coaster.
Yeah, and the other thing that's funny is I have been more energetic, so now I've got more energy to be angry.
So it's coming out more, whereas if you were just being quiet, we would maybe wouldn't notice
that much. You might not
much.
Even have noticed. I don't know. But
well,
hey.
Enjoy the podcast, and it's almost like the... things when you used to have to search when you were a kid in the thing and circle the things, like in
right.
the clouds, there was a shoe or something. It's like, go through this podcast and can you find any of the angry moments and make sure you time
anger?
Mark it.
So in the podcast today, there's a lot of talk about fried chicken. There's talk about phones, which we never talk. You know what?
A fried chicken phone.
Great idea. there's that. Let's see. What else we got? Comic books. Password sharing, no regrets, and a long Power Rangers discourse, regional word differences, Chinese toilet paper.
Got it.
And that actually, if you want to know the truth, the end of the podcast will be my favorite because the last 22 minutes, 30 seconds, I don't know, talking about toilet paper with Nikki.
Just trolling.
I actually wasn't trolling. I was just trying to have a nice conversation about
troll.
It. I am a troll. You're a troll, and
you're
therefore...
You're an angry, angry troll.
Everything you do is
everything
trolling.
Everything you talk about is 100% trolling.
We all know it's true.
Well, enjoy the podcast. Please make sure to join us, Radio U Riot on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. If you ever are a podcast listener and you find a story, or if there's something you want to say about a story, just put it there.
Anybody else? Okay. It's...
Bye, troll.
Bye,
angry, mean troll. That's wrong of me. You're not that bad.
Who are you talking to? Because, I mean, I don't see anybody else in the room. There must be standing behind me.
Right behind you.
Right behind me. It's the riot.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, we need to talk. The worst of the riot. Yep, it really is that bad. On Radio U.
You know what I love? Chicken. You know what I like you to do to a chicken? You're like, oh, don't hurt it. Well, after it's already dead.
If you consider deep frying it to be hurting it.
Right there. That's it right there.
First, you want to gently wash it in eggs.
And then,
what do you do? Do you put it in flour first? I've never fried chicken. Flour, right. Eggs, and something. And then you put it in the oil.
Well, okay, Nikki, they do it for me.
That's why we don't know.
they do that for me. So I love fried chicken, and I'll do a lot of things to get fried chicken, obviously, except for preparing it myself.
Well, we don't need to know how to make our own then we will always make it.
Not going
to
be doing that. I mean, if I had a deep fryer, I'd be deep frying this coffee.
You wouldn't be here.
What, you had some deep fried coffee for me? That's what I'm doing. So I guess what I'm trying to do is, before I tell you the story, I want to establish a connection between me and the protagonist here, because
yes.
I feel what she feels. She wants fried chicken. I want fried chicken too. I feel what you feel. I love what you love. So she went to Chick-fil-A. It's another thing I love. Chick-fil-A is good. The little honey butter biscuit things
mm-hmm.
in the morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, mm-hmm. and she began telling the drive-thru people that she was a plainclothes federal agent.
Oh, to get free chicken?
Well, to get a discount.
Oh.
Because I know that Chick-fil-A offers discounts, like, I think, to police officers.
Don't go through the drive-thru and say, well, Obadiah said.
I know that they offer it to, like, if you're a pastor, there's a Chick-fil-A discount for that, and some other things. So she's trying to get the chicken discount. because she needs something, and she needs a little help getting there, Nikki.
So she lied.
So she starts talking to the drive-thru worker, and the drive-thru worker's like, I'm going to have to get my manager. Then she gets her manager, and then, of course, things get abusive.
Things unravel.
A federal agent, you're trained to take out your anger and frustration on people at the drive-thru.
Actually, you're not, and that might have been a sign to Chick-fil-A that you are not who you say you are.
Okay, well, they ended up calling the police once things got abusive. And at that point, oh my gosh, she even... Oh, you're kidding.
What did she do?
She had a silver badge that she flashed.
Aww,
that
she's
she
doing
kept,
this.
That she kept in her wallet.
You know she's not just doing that there. She's trying to get free food or a discount every place.
They say that at one point she finally changed her story from being from the FBI, that she was with the GBI. That's the Georgia Bureau of Investigations.
See, her problem is she went too big. She should have
exactly
gone
right.
Like lower level, entry level mall security or something.
Mall security?
Seeing what you could have gotten with that. And then work your way up as you get more confident. Because she started too far all the way over to the side.
Well, and the other way that you know she's not really an undercover federal agent, which she eventually said, is that you wouldn't tell me that.
Yeah, and you wouldn't throw a fit at the drive-thru.
You're drawing
attention
to yourself.
That's like you saying you're special ops and throwing a fit through the drive-thru because you didn't get your chicken.
Man, Charlie is everywhere.
So I think, yes, it wasn't too hard to figure her out.
All right. Well, she got arrested for disorderly conduct and impersonating a police officer. And she didn't get the discount. Or the chicken.
That's the big part.
That's the worst part. She never got the chicken.
You're the car behind. You're like, does that mean I get that? Or what happens to it? Is it already made? Because you can't put it back.
Yeah.
Once it's in the bag, you shouldn't put it back there. I'll take the bag.
So finally, the thing that this girl, woman, and I both have in common is that we both don't have chicken.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
I'll tell you a place you're not going to have to lie to get a discount on a chicken phone. Because isn't that what you always wanted, a chicken phone?
Probably not.
That would be KFC in China.
Oh, are they doing a giveaway?
No, it's better than that. Like,
is it a landline or a cell phone?
It's a cell phone. I'm sending it to you right now. Get a look at that. KFC has teamed up with Huawei. That's how you say it?
Yeah.
And they are selling... They're selling KFC limited edition phones.
Like,
it's red.
Yeah.
And it's got the colonel's face on the back.
So it's like lasered in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the desktop. It's a lovely Colonel Sanders.
It's limited edition.
Picture.
So you got to move 5,000 only.
5,000 of them?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's generous. But you got to understand KFC and chicken, it's a different thing there. KFC is not like here. We had the romance novel from KFC.
Right.
That was their little promotion. There, KFC's treated a little differently.
Well, would you say if KFC is more like a TGI Fridays or an Applebee's? Do you think that's a fair way to say it? Because I'm trying.
It's a holiday thing in a lot of Asia. So they have warmer memories of it.
Yeah.
Because like you'd go have Christmas or something. You'd have chicken. And so I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know either. What we need to go over there and find out. But this particular item, too, I love this. It comes with an app that if you go into certain KFCs, you can take control of the music in there and play your music while you're in KFC. So I don't know how that works. You know, there's more than one of you with one of the colonel's phones in there. But
Now, KFC has also launched another part of China, a healthy KFC restaurant with salads and sandwiches. So they're trying different things over there, too.
Don't even want it.
I don't even care. You know what, though? A nice salad, like a big salad? A big, big salad with KFC chicken, like, cut up in it? That sounds pretty good.
Okay. All right.
I could do that.
How much chicken is there in that salad?
A very healthy ratio.
Okay.
We're talking at least one deep-fried chicken bite per salad bite.
Okay.
So, a very equal.
Because I'll just tell you, when you say healthy ratio, go one of two ways with that.
I don't mean healthy as in, like, look at our new healthy lifestyle.
Right.
I mean healthy as in a generous, healthy portion of chicken.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll eat that, sure. I'd much rather just rip flesh from bone, though, if truth be known, I like it when there's no bone in
and
it.
And you don't even know.
It's even less work.
Well, now, next time, if we get there, we could have one of these 5,000 KFC phones.
3 gig of RAM, 32 gig of ROM. I have never heard anyone reference that.
Well, they're happy with it.
They say the camera, it's a 13 megapixel camera.
And when you take pictures of people, there's chicken in the background.
That's not true.
It's a filter.
That's not confirmed.
Are you sure?
I thought I heard
that.
It's not confirmed. Like, it could be, but it's not confirmed.
It's a special filter on the lens, so no matter what picture you take,
there's always a chicken
in it.
There's
a bucket in the background of KFC. You'll get a lot more likes on your stuff.
It would make me more likely to buy that phone, I can tell you that.
It's like, what filter is this?
Oh, it's not a filter.
It's a bucket.
Real.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I haven't had soda in 5 days, 6 days. If you're wondering how it's going, today it's not going very good.
Today is maybe that last little hurdle before your body's good.
I really honestly think so? I'm in the middle of some kind of a craving or like something because I'm starving, but I'm not hungry.
Sure.
Like, I can tell my tummy is fine, but something inside me is like, I want a big Mountain Dew. I want French fries, and I want, like, it's just like, I want. And yeah. It's like, whoa, bro. Just relax. We're fine. Okay, why don't we meditate for a while? See if we can cleanse the soul.
Eat some more flax.
You have some of those flax stuff or whatever. And you got your coffee.
We'll
you should
doing
be fine.
A cleanse.
It's not fine!
And I'm a little worried today just because of mostly what we're doing today.
Nikki and I are going to the gun range today.
You need to calm it down before then. But Obi's doing a cleanse, and then you reintroduce food back in to see if anything bothers you.
And nothing does so far.
And so far, you've been bringing everything back in slowly, but the soda has not come back in.
It's not supposed to.
Sure. Like, oh, that one never comes back?
It's supposed to just be gone.
That
like,
one's
I
gone.
Mean, it wouldn't be that, like, hey, every once in a while you could go have some soda or whatever, but they would say, no, don't drink that for a lot of different reasons. And so I will say that I do think, except maybe for this morning, okay?
For like this moment in time.
I do think that in general, I have felt enormously better without it.
Sure.
I don't know if that's what I'm craving this morning or like what's going on, but like I'm so angry.
You're wound up. Completely wound up.
I know. And the thing is, I woke up like this.
Did you?
So, like, don't you think that's like a thing?
Yes, because you came in mad and angry.
Now, in
and
fairness,
you've had a lot
of things
morning.
This morning, including one of the routes I take to work was shut down.
Okay, but
I did leave my running shoes in the house.
But I feel like that has just set off a lot of something that was already there.
I know. Absolutely. I'm so angry. And there's no reason for it.
Except that you just have been off soda, and I think it's kicking back around.
It's got to be that, right? Nikki, I need it to be that.
It is. Oh, no. It totally is.
If this is
just...
You
have this desperate look in your eyes like, all right, guys, here's what we're doing.
I'm dying over here, man.
But yesterday you were doing great.
I've been doing great for days, but something has happened inside.
This was the moment. It's a make or break situation. Right here is the moment where you can choose to keep going or you can fall off.
Well, I'm going to break a couple things and then we'll see how we do.
Okay.
Well, you
we're
said
ready.
It was make or
no,
break.
You know, it's not like
your
that.
Your words.
No, this is
your
the,
words.
This is where we continue or we don't continue.
Oh my gosh. Guys.
I feel like your counselor.
Oh my
gosh.
We'll
talk you down today.
I am losing it.
Let us refocus and redirect, okay?
Yeah,
Let's think about other things.
It's the riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Jerome messaged us on Facebook and sent us, Nikki, a very important instructional. Yes, instructual is wrong.
Wrong.
Instructional is right.
Yes.
isn't it?
It sounds weird, but it sounds right, I guess.
Well, the more we talk about it, the worse it's going to get.
Let's just go with it.
Okay. About how to use toilets in Japan.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Dude, it's weird.
So you got to ask yourself, do you have a squatty potty or do you have a Western style toilet?
That's not even a squatty potty. That's like the ultimate squat.
It's just a hole in the floor.
It's a squat potty.
Man, real talk, if every time you have to go to the bathroom, like, you've got to do an isometric squat, that's something.
That's crazy.
That's like, I know a lot of people that would just have to stop going to the bathroom.
But, so there's always two types of toilets. Uh-huh. You've got that one.
Well, you hope there's always two types.
Well, you get worried, though, because depending on where you're at, in Japan, mm-hmm. you can have a Western-style toilet, which they'll normally mark. Mm-hmm. And some places have both.
Yeah. So,
because you really hope that.
Also included in this video, instructions on how to use the bidet, not to wash your hands in it. And there are two methods. Did you see them? The airplane and the grind.
Sounds so weird. What is it?
I didn't know this.
Oh, I see the tornado.
Oh, the tornado. That's what it was. The tornado and the grind.
The float. There's a tornado, the float, the sumo. There's
Wait,
all
how
these
come
terms.
I only saw two of them. I must have looked away.
You were wrong.
Okay, there were a couple of other things in there too, including that, according to this video, they say in most Japanese public restrooms, they have toilet paper, but then they also have phone paper that is used for you to wipe the face of your phone off after you're done in the bathroom.
That is amazing. Now, Why don't we do that?
You might not find that in Japanese homes, but they say public restrooms.
And they
that's
just
very
flushes
common.
Away.
Yeah. Did I mention that you're not supposed to wash your hands in it? Okay. Just making
well,
sure
just
you know
a heads
it.
Up. And I don't know if it's in Japan, but I know in China, or maybe it's Korea, but there's also not like toilet paper. So here it
the
seems like
they're seashells.
It's here there seems to be showing it. But in some parts, you should be bringing your own tissue paper. A tissue paper.
Paper.
Yes, you should make sure that you're always covered whatever you need.
You got to carry your own supply.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I mean, that's not unreasonable, I guess.
A couch to 5K program? It's almost like if you're going to travel to Asia and you know that you're in a country where they do have the squat potties.
Yeah.
You almost need to do
a program.
A 30-day program here in the United States before you go over of workout to make sure you've got the leg and the core muscles to be able to do that.
All right, we're going to start you off with just some body weight squats and some, some wall ISO squats.
Yeah,
then you're
going
to have to, you're really going to have to work on this.
You are. We're not prepared for that at all.
I have to go to the bathroom, but I'm just too tired.
Just going to hold it until I get back home.
It was leg day yesterday. I can't.
You can't go to the bathroom.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
All right, I didn't buy anything for Amazon Prime Day, but now Amazon says they're having a digital sale.
Well, now you should really do something, shouldn't you?
Now I've got a whole other thing to ignore my job
Pause
and focus
on. Pause
on
the day, right? Because you've got to do some shopping.
See if I can buy myself, a little digital something. And the great thing about digital somethings is it's that rush that you get from buying something.
And that instant high.
Instant.
Right there.
None of the guilt of having it laying around when you're done.
None of the judgment of even too many packages being delivered on the same day.
Nobody even knows.
No one has to know.
So the thing I'm trying to figure out is...
What do you want?
But I wanted to see... Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to. Now, I'm not going to post anything. No, I'm going to post something. How can I do this? I want my friends to know that something exists.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to... Look, I'm really excited about this thing I'm reading, okay?
A book?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called House of M. It's a comic book. It came out, I want to say it was like 2004 or 2005. It's old, but I read it. I've been reading it in the Marvel Unlimited app, and Nikki, it is so
Is it now?
Good.
Is it?
It's so
wonderful.
Good.
Can't wait.
It's so good. It's like 43 issues in the Marvel Unlimited app. I think I have 5 or 6 of them left, and it huge implications for the Marvel Universe. Everyone's talked about it. I know kind of what happens at the end, but I haven't read the actual story, and it is I'm not kidding.
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Great.
I am having such a good time with it.
Is there some for sale? Is that what you're saying? Or?
Well, I wouldn't want to advertise for anyone. I just was checking
on
things.
But you have it on Unlimited, don't you?
I do. I don't need to buy it.
So you don't need to buy it.
But I could, you know, tell some friends about it.
Tell Eric about it.
I think he already bought it because they did a sale like a few weeks. Don't you remember that big Marvel sale? And I bought stuff during that too.
Vaguely.
Eric bought a couple of things.
That's the problem again with digital content. No one knows.
They were going crazy then. Like graphic novels were $2 and $3. And I bought a couple during that. Because, I mean, you know, at $2 or $3.
Why wouldn't you?
How could I not?
No. Well, okay. So House of M, that's one thing.
Nikki, it's so good. I mean, you don't know anything about Marvel. So
I'm not jumping in there.
You couldn't even appreciate it. You couldn't appreciate it.
It's that good.
It rolls so deep.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you.
On Marvel chronology.
Hey, remember, I'm always happy that you have something that you like.
Man.
So I'm excited that there's something that you're excited about.
I'm just excited that 13 years later, I'm on board.
I'm really on board.
12 years later, it was 2005.
You're like, this thing's so old. You're like, well, no, finally reading it.
I'm in, baby. I got it.
It's a renaissance of it. You're reading a classic.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. It's good. It's so good. You know, why don't we just, if you guys want, I'll just read sections of it to you. Selected sections.
Coming up soon, we will have a live reading.
Well, you know, maybe we'll just do that as a podcast. You know, that way,
Even put that on our podcast channel. Make your own.
Oh, that's a great idea. You know, I'll call it.
You
Obadiah
have a very
Reed's
soothing
comments.
Voice. That'd be very fun.
You know what, Nikki? You're the only person that's ever said that.
Oh, and well, I'm here to support you, and I think you do.
I think that you may be
lying.
Just either one, lying, or two, you've become so used to those nails on a chalkboard that you miss them when they're gone.
I don't even notice it now. Yeah, I'm very confused.
I've been beaten every day my whole life, but now I miss the beating. When it's gone.
Oh, boy.
At least I had something to do.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love, hate, hate, love.
All right, everyone in, let's go!
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, here's a question for you. Have you ever given someone your password for a streaming service to allow them to use your account?
I have logged in to it for someone for a small period of time, but I've never given someone the password.
The actual password.
Yeah.
Have you taken passwords from someone else to allow you to view something that you were not currently paying for?
My mom gave me something 1 years ago, but you couldn't use it outside because it had to be still through their modem. Mm-hmm. But then that company changed that policy and I got my own login, so I don't need that anymore.
Okay.
But that was probably the only time.
21%, they say, between the ages of 18 to 24, use at least one digital service that they're not paying for.
That they're just
that
sharing.
That someone else is paying for.
Sure.
Or, you know, they're in like a group.
Well,
whatever.
And now some of them, like Netflix, they have different options. So I think some of them realize, and so they'll offer, I don't know if everybody's paying for the more expensive one where you have more logins. If not, you're just sharing the password.
Parks Associates tells Reuters, if this is to be believed, that approximately $550 million have been lost
because
of password sharing. You know, here's been my thought, though. And I realize the DMCA, that's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, they've changed the way things like that work. But I look at things like, okay, for example, I was paying for cable.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who really, really wanted to watch the World Cup, but he didn't have cable. I was not watching ESPN. I was not, like, there were all of these services that I pay for that I was not using. It didn't seem unreasonable to me to say to him, sure, you can watch my TV, come over and watch the World Cup. Except, you know, instead of having him come over and watch my TV, I just told him he could go ahead and watch his TV
with
my channel that I was paying for.
But I think the companies consider it to be you're paying for the household.
The license to use it.
That's where they're having the fit with all of it. It's
the same frustration that I have. Like, for example, Nick, the news guy, we've just bought a bunch of games for the Oculus Rift. Different games. And it's like, man, Nick, you should try this, but you can't because I bought it and only I can have it over here because whatever. And
but they want to sell it to both of you. So right. That's why they're being that way.
It would be great if it would be like, you know what? Here, you can borrow mine. Mm. You can borrow my copy of it, whatever. And you can't do that.
I will say this. When I find out people who are using passwords that way and not spending money but sharing,
yeah.
I'm always surprised. There's sometimes people I never thought would do that.
Yeah.
And they're usually the ones that are. And it's very weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm guilty of this. I will tell you that I have a family member that I pay for 4 screens of Netflix active mm-hmm. at a time. And I just went ahead and
let them have the last one.
Well, yeah, I'm only using 2 of those screens, so it's like, and if even that, so I was like, well,
that
you know
I
what,
feel
it's
is
fine.
More...
You know what, Mom, you've given a lot to me
yeah,
over the years.
Like
here.
Seriously, though, it is true. Like with your parents and stuff, I mean, they've done so much. So.
And I'm paying extra for it. Does
you
that
are.
Make it okay?
And like in my case, I went in and logged in. For them to be able to use it. So, right. You know, they're just your parents.
You know, the other thing would be, and it might be interesting to get in, like we're saying specifically Netflix, different services are going to have different rules, but you have to wonder, like, what are the terms of service? So, like,
what rules are you actually breaking?
I literally pay for 4 people to be able to access Netflix at any given time. So, if you... And, 4 people can be on my account at any one time.
So you might not even be breaking any rules.
I might not. Yeah. Like, so the reality of it is if I have 4 people that use my account, maybe that's okay. And I mean, you have
unless to, they say 4 people using your account within the same household.
Right. But I mean, like I am their progeny. So doesn't that count?
Physical household.
Oh, well.
In the house. The call is coming from in the house.
The Netflix stream is inside the house.
That sort of way.
Well, you know, you have to go to 4 screens if you want to have 4K. That's what you're paying for right
True.
There.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
I got to tell you, when somebody looks at me and says, I have no regrets, I just assume they have a ton of regrets. Like that's what I just assume. Like when somebody says I don't care, I just assume you care a lot. Because
so they're just getting it out there at first.
Right. They're trying to convince me and them that they don't care and they have no regrets. At the very least, this man may have no regrets, but I guarantee you his children and grandchildren are so loaded with regret they could die. I'm referring to Ronald Wayne. Ronald Wayne was one of 3 guys that founded Apple Computers.
Yeah.
And in 1976, he sold his 1/3 of the company for $800.
Oh, it's the one guy? Yeah.
His $800 that he sold out for in 1976, they estimate that it would be worth 67, you ready?
Million or billion?
Billion.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
They estimate that it would be worth $67 billion today.
Now, he says, though, that he's fine.
And he has no regrets.
He has no Apple products, mind you.
No, he does.
Oh, he does? I thought the interview said he didn't.
He was well, okay.
He's never bought.
He was given an iPad as a gift, mm-hmm. which he then gave to his son.
Okay, but he himself.
So maybe that's fair. He does not currently own
or has
an
purchased
Apple product.
Any on his own. But he says he's fine with it. Like he doesn't have any regrets. But man, I'd be so
Liar.
Upset if that
Liar.
Was the choice that I made.
If you told me that I could trade you $800 today for $67 billion when I was, what, 60, 65?
Makes you want to try to learn, stock, like all that stuff and investing, but I feel like the time for that is gone.
I don't normally do checks, but I mean, I have checks. I'll write you a check.
Write you a check right now. I'll
there's
invest.
There's $800, and I'll be back for my 60s. You know what? I'll tell you what. In 20 years, I'll come back and just get... we'll make it $38 billion and just call it even from that.
That'd be wonderful. But now we do that as like crowdfunding and you're kind of investing that way, but you don't really have any legal stake in the company, but you're
right.
still giving them money.
So, like, here's $50. Send me a hat and a T-shirt.
And I'm a part of your thing when we're not in the same way as this guy would have been.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? It's great. Nikki, he has... No
regrets. It doesn't seem like he does at all.
I have regrets for him. You understand?
That would be so sad.
I have regrets.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Hey, Nikki, what Blu-rays have you bought this week?
This week?
Yeah.
I've actually bought no movies this week. And I know there was Prime Day, that can't be right. Digital Day and all that stuff, but no, I passed on everything.
You know, you've said a lot of things in this room. I feel like I'll say hints, and then I'm going to go and say it sometimes just outright nasty things about a certain franchise. Are you familiar with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you are. All right.
Okay, I'm sorry, because you said things. I thought that movie, the trailer, looked kind of ridiculous. But I will say, I never was into Power Rangers when I was growing up.
Sure.
So I have no connection with it whatsoever. And I feel like you maybe did, and so it's not as ridiculous to you.
You know, we make choices, Nikki. We make choices every day. Okay.
And
you make choices.
Yeah.
And you've made choices.
Yes.
And this is about choice.
Okay. So what's the choice?
Well, a lot of people have, made choices. And I just want you to know that while, you know, Beauty and the Beast was like selling, a certain group of five teenagers that were selected by an interdimensional being to join the morphing grid and stop evil. Ancient evil, Nikki. They were the ones that have managed to keep Beauty and the Beast in the number two spot for last 2 weeks.
So Blu-ray wise, you tell me Power Rangers is outselling Beauty and the Beast?
It's killing it.
But Beauty and the Beast came out a while ago.
Yeah, but now it's killing it.
Yeah, but it's not released at the same time.
Weeks, 2 weeks in the top spot, Nikki. 2 weeks. Now, first off, how bad do you feel about yourself right now?
I don't. I feel
very bad. You feel terrible.
I feel perfectly fine.
You know what
fine.
This is? Right now you're saying, I have no regrets. That's what you're saying.
That I didn't buy it and see it in theaters.
You have no regrets. I know that deep down you're like, oh my gosh, pop culture is passing me by.
I'm missing it and I'm not watching the It thing.
Oh my gosh. This is what it's like to be on the outside. What's going on inside? Is there a window that I can peek in?
I want numbers. So I want you to tell me then how many copies, Blu-ray, not even digital, but just Blu-ray, how many have they actually moved during the week?
I don't know.
Because they don't
list that.
They don't list that.
They don't list it. But it's number. You know what? There's only one number that you need to be concerned about, and that's number one. Because
actually,
there it is.
Usually most concerned about number
one. Okay, Beauty and the Beast is number two.
But it's been out longer. So, of course, it would move down. Everybody bought it when it came out.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing here. And yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to see the Power Rangers. I think it's odd.
Why?
Because it just seems weird.
Right. But a woman falling in love with a goat man, that sounds great.
Sorry, a what?
A goat man?
What's a goat man?
Whatever the heck the beast is.
Oh, is he a bear man? It's an animal, yeah. No, I don't even know anymore.
I can put aside our differences and how mean you are and how terrible you treat me and how ugly you are. I can be in love with you now because we danced one time. Who doesn't want us to come on?
You're right, it does. And then, we're done. That's it. Thanks for telling me about Power Rangers being number one on Blu-ray. Thank you. You're right.
That's a way better story than here are five people overcoming difficult circumstances and then forming a team to fight adversity. You're right. I love the Goatman story. It's cool.
It's fine. Can we just say great for both? There's room for many movies.
You know what? Aren't we all the same?
Right?
Isn't everything equal all the time?
Yeah, let's just go with that approach.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's The Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Let's talk regional dialects. When I was in Tennessee last week, I had someone stop me and go, "Where are you from?" I was like,
What gave you away?
Ohio. And she's like, "Well, you just said the word pop." And what's funny was, I hadn't.
Yeah, you don't say pop. You say soda.
And I was like, well, I was actually talking about a Funko Pop, and I'm not.
That's its own other conversation. Lady, that's not soda.
I think we were talking about, maybe it wasn't that. We were talking about something, but we were not talking about pop.
Soda pop.
Or soda, mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's like, where are you from? So I mean, it's not perfect, but here we go. I didn't know this. This is regional. Lightning bugs versus fireflies. Basically, right down the Rocky Mountains and parts of Michigan and New England, they refer to them as fireflies.
Mm-hmm.
But
everybody else,
Texas, Florida, Ohio, Kentucky, it's
lightning bugs.
Yeah, I always grew up with lightning bugs. In fact, I can remember not knowing what fireflies were and imagining that there were flies that were on fire.
Who
and
did
I was
the,
like, where
was
are
it
they?
Owl City? Who did
Owl City, yeah.
Yeah, fireflies. I wonder where he's from.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, how about this? Garage sale versus yard sale.
Which one's which?
Ooh, okay. So garage sale is the prominent thing, except when you get into the southeastern U.S., and basically along the East Coast, except for Florida. They say Florida is a garage sale place. But everybody else, yard sale.
Yard sale?
Yeah.
Do they not have garages?
Well, I guess. Like, my thought was literally, I thought the difference was yard sale meant I'm not setting up in the garage.
Yeah, like that you put the stuff on the yard.
That's literally my thought.
But yeah, here it's garage sales.
Okay, how about you guys versus y'all?
You guys.
Yeah, you guys is basically everywhere until you get to Texas, Tennessee, and Virginia, and then everything southeast
of
that.
Is y'all.
That's a y'all.
Y'all just sounds very weird.
All right. So soda and pop is more complicated because we've heard people say that Coke is a regional southern thing. So again, imagine that same area that we talked about for y'all.
Yard sales and y'all.
They're Coke.
Yeah.
All right.
But Coke just means soda.
Right. Pop belongs to, think Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, those areas. And then soda is basically everything from the Rocky Mountains west, and then New England is a soda region.
Is soda
too.
As well?
Yep. Garbage can or trash can?
Trash can.
Yeah, I would say trash can. That's almost everybody except for Oregon, Washington, North Dakota, Wisconsin. It's like a northern thing.
Way northern.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. An 18-wheeler, a semi, or a tractor trailer?
Semi,
me too. That's the majority of the United States, except for Louisiana and Georgia and Mississippi. And then tractor trailer is New England.
Weird.
I don't even think I've
tractor
heard
trailer
someone
to
say
me
tractor
seems
trailer.
Like if you're going to one of those tractor trailer events at the arena.
Right. Okay, this one might be to me the weirdest one. Drinking fountain or water fountain?
Water fountain.
All right, water fountain that's basically an east-west thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a third option though, a bubbler.
No way, where's a bubbler?
A bubbler.
Oh, I love that.
That's what they call it.
A water fountain they call a bubbler?
Wisconsin and Delaware.
That's awesome. I totally want to do that.
I know. It's a weird one.
Okay. Don't let us forget. I don't ever
bubbler?
Say water fountain or drinking fountain ever.
I want it out.
We're calling bubbler.
You guys got a bubbler?
Yeah. Where's that at?
So weird.
I want to see the looks.
All right. Last one on the list. Tennis shoes versus sneakers.
Flip-flops.
Sneakers are
big. None of it.
Sneakers is just New England.
Sure.
And tennis shoes is
everywhere else.
Sneakers. I don't think I've heard other people say that.
The only one not on that list I catch my mom doing is she says wash.
Yeah, but that's
it's wash.
Okay, with respect to your mom, who I love dearly, that's just a mispronunciation.
No, I think there's certain states where you might hear it more.
Oh, no, no, no. I hear people say wash. Washington,
like,
D.C., wash the car. Yeah.
I feel like it's wash.
I got you.
It's wash. Now get me to the bubbler.
I'm thirsty.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the riot moment to fireobadiah@radiou.com.
Want to say what's up to anonymous person who said that shopping carts, grocery carts, or you can call them a buggy.
A buggy, I guess, is at the South.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it'd be British, like for a buggy.
I mean, I think it's the South. They say that you would use a buggy at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yes, that's the South then.
Okay. So
Piggly Wiggly is also a term, I think, with the South.
That seems reasonable. Nikki, how much toilet paper do you think you use on your average visit to the bathroom?
Please don't ask me that.
You know, like,
I don't go to the bathroom.
I forgot.
Yes.
Which is why it's now okay.
Robot.
All staff, it is now okay to use the women's restroom
no,
on the
it's
first.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
No,
you
it's not.
Since you don't use it, it's
still
now,
not going in there.
It is all available to.
It's
all.
Against the sign, you're not going in there.
Nikki.
Please don't.
You know what? Target led the way. and I'm following. Okay. I can use any bathroom I want. That. What do you think you're doing?
I maybe have been told that we go through toilet paper more faster, like that we use a lot.
What? You do?
No, I didn't.
Is that what you said? You've been told that you use a lot of toilet paper?
People here, like friends and family, we all use it. So yes, there might be.
Who said that?
No one. I don't know.
Somebody said that. Apparently, so you think people here are using too much toilet paper?
No, I don't think that.
Someone else does?
Maybe Eric has told me we don't have to use as much toilet paper as we do.
What, you mean maybe at your house?
Maybe.
There's been a discussion?
Maybe.
Well, you know, Eric would have a pretty good handle on how much toilet paper you're using since you're unwilling to replace the toilet paper on the roll.
I hate touching the toilet paper roll. It lint everywhere. I hate it. I just hate it.
I mean, he's the one. He's probably at home like, I am so sick of replacing your toilet paper. Stop being such a baby and stop using so much
toilet paper. It all goes hand in hand.
How much do you need?
Well, is there something that can help with this?
Well, this is something Eric might consider installing in your house or maybe we put in the building. In China, there is a company called, actually, I don't have the name of the company, but there are these public toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done is they say they have two problems there. One, people using too much freaking toilet paper.
How dare they?
And two, people just stealing toilet paper. Like, hey, we're out of toilet paper. Well, don't go to the store. Go to that public restroom and steal all of theirs. Because, you know.
You can do that.
Let's do that. It's the people's toilet paper. So they go in and they have these restrooms where it's facial recognition. So you walk in. It takes a look at you. It gives you 28 inches of toilet paper.
And that's all, it's you. What you get?
You get what you get, you don't throw a fit, and you can't go back and get more.
You can't get more. Because
it recognizes you.
Well, does it, or can you go to a different stall then and go get more toilet paper?
There's no toilet paper in the stalls.
That's all, you have to get it at the counter.
You walk in.
Before you go in.
You get your toilet paper ration. You really learn how to make do with what you have.
Just don't even know.
Oh.
I don't like talking about bathroom stuff.
Well, this is in the bathroom.
Don't they understand, though, that maybe what if you need more toilet paper? Or sometimes you don't need as much. So why are they just making a blanket statement?
So let me ask you this. If I don't use all of my toilet paper ration and I leave it, would you use the toilet paper?
No. No, I would not. No.
Why not? Would you? You wouldn't use the toilet paper I left for you?
No.
Well, but Nikki, is that not what happens in the bathroom right now? There's just a
don't
bunch.
Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Stop it.
There's
don't
a bunch
say anything
of toilet
about
paper.
It.
Everyone's touched it.
I can't
it.
Hold it the whole day. Everybody. Do not say anything about our bathrooms here.
Everyone's touched the toilet paper, and then you take the toilet paper. Is it that different, really? Or is it just that you're familiar with everyone here, so that makes it okay?
Makes it okay. You're more familiar with people.
Okay.
And I think you're not going into mine because that's the women's bathroom here. That's
no, I've
not
been
yours.
Told I can use the women's restroom on the first floor.
Yes, I don't. I go to the one upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, I don't go in there except when you guys are hogging all the Windex. But I mean, that's.
You mean the cleaning supplies that are just placed underneath the sink in the women's bathroom?
Maybe.
Okay.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
I've been beaten every day my whole life, but now I miss the beating.